Now some more news items, this time with more about our community. With the May local elections on the horizon, there are details of the city elections, and Sprouston celebrates that a new community and sports hall is likely to be built, whilst the county's children's service is told it has escaped a takeover by central government for the time being. First, however, the news of murals to be added in the city centre. Artists, illustrators and designers from across the city have been given the opportunity to brighten up Norwich's walls. Whether you work in the style of Michelangelo or Banksy, Norwich Business Improvement District, BID, is looking to unveil a series of murals and will be revealing the first one at a special event. The mural, located on the side of Pym & Co. on Burr Street, was created by Norwich University of the Arts graduate Poppy Cole and installed by Galston-based 3D Creations. Now Norwich BID is looking for other artists and designers to get involved in the initiative. During the event, Norwich BID will call for the submissions of designs to be used in the first wave of city centre murals. The project selectors are looking for creative and original submissions that can be used on the side of buildings, unused walls and other vacant spaces within the city centre. The plan for the murals is to link up with the City of Stories campaign, which aims to attract more visitors to the city and to encourage locals to enjoy what's on their doorstep, and celebrate Norwich's status as a UNESCO City of Literature.
The candidates for next month's Norwich City Council elections have been announced, with the current Lord Mayor and a former leader of the Green Group among those not seeking a return. All five main political parties, Conservatives, Greens, Labour, Liberal Democrats and the UK Independence Party, are standing in all 13 wards, with a third of the council, currently Labour-controlled, up for election. Of wards where elections are happening, seven are held by Labour, five by the Greens and one by the Liberal Democrats. Labour currently has 22 seats, the Greens 14, and Liberal Democrats 3. Former City Council leader and current Lord Mayor Brenda Arthur is calling time on her City Hall career and not standing in University Ward. Former Green Group leader Andrew Boswell is also not standing. The Conservatives will be looking to build on their performance in last year's election. Although they did not take a seat, their second place finished in a number of wards will give them hope that they can regain representation at City Hall. The Liberal Democrats currently only have councillors in Eton, where the long-serving councillor Judith Lubbock is defending her seat, while, for the first time, the UK Independence Party have candidates in every ward. The elections will take place on Thursday, May the 5th.
An ambitious £1.5 million project will see people living in Sprouston benefit from a new community sports hall after a 40-year wait. The new 3,000-square-feet multi-use hall will be built at the Sprouston Diamond Centre on School Lane as part of a series of improvements to the facility, if granted planning permission. Sprouston Town Council has agreed to fund the project by taking out a £1.5 million loan. Ian Moncur, the Town Council Chairman, said, "I think this is really important for the people of Sprouston, as they've been asking for a community sports centre for 40 years. I grew up as a lad in the town, and there was never any indoor facilities. I think this will be an asset for the people of Sprouston going forward." Other planned improvements to the centre include the installation of two new kitchens, new changing rooms and toilets.
Norfolk's troubled Children's Services Department looks likely to escape a takeover by the government, provided it can continue to show signs of improvement. A report into the beleaguered department is understood to recommend to Nicky Morgan, the Education Secretary, that she leave it in the hands of Norfolk County Council, but keeps a close eye on the rate of progress over the coming months. While the threat of a takeover will remain in place, and the Education Secretary can choose to act against the recommendations, it is not thought to be suggested at present. The Department for Education remains tight-lipped about when the full dossier might be made public, but the Evening News understands that the Secretary of State has been told a takeover is not the sensible option in the immediate future because the Norfolk Department has improved.
A washout tractor spectacular didn't fail to impress, as hundreds thronged around a muddy Norfolk showground to get up close with an impressive collection of historic farming machinery. With pouring rain heralding the start of the Eastern Counties Vintage Show, organisers praised the spirit of their exhibitors and the public, who refused to be put off by the weather. The event featured a special tribute to the late Jack Richards of Fakenham haulage firm Jack Richards & Sons. Michael Curtis, joint organiser of the event, said it had been supported brilliantly with more than 200 vehicles. They've come from all over the country, from Bristol and from the West Country to the North. He said, this has been a year in the making, and we have various engines from modern designs to those of the 1930s. It's a chance for many of us to relive our childhood years, to see these machines we grew up around. They're all very dedicated people, and these are engines they've once owned and want to show their children or grandchildren. A lot of keeping things like this going is down to the younger generation. Children will also learn from their heritage of vehicles that were used years ago.
And now for our first feature. Wildlife photographer Steve Plume has written of his visit to Strumpshaw Fen, the sanctuary run by the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds. And the feature is read by Alan Shirley.